Hello and welcome to Chapter 11 of Business Process Outsourcing, where we will talk about the future potential of outsourcing as an industry. So let's look at the industry trends. Now, the outsourcing industry has been evolving rapidly, thanks because of the advancements in technology. We've discussed the impact of technology advancements such as artificial intelligence, machine learning, cloud computing. So key trends are reshaping the outsourcing landscape. Digital solutions have been the primary catalyst, as we could say. So digital transformation, businesses are adopting digital outsourcing models. Let's look at traditional outsourcing, so outsourcing customer care operations, people are now using AI bots for customer care operations, be it chatbots or virtual assistants. So technological impact because of AI, machine learning and data science are driving the automation of business processes. Focus on reducing human effort through technology as more and more bots are being used for handling regular transactions. The focus is on using more systems, more technology, and reducing human efforts for transactional and repetitive activities, which will have a huge impact on how the outsourcing industry functions and the job roles associated with the BPO industry. So the integration of digital solutions will continue to revolutionize traditional outsourcing practices. It has already done that and it will continue to do that. And the major impact will be on one, the size of the contracts, the number of people associated with an outsourcing contracts, and the emergence of startups and smaller providers in the BPO landscape. So cloud-based platforms. Now, cloud computing has become integral to outsourcing, offering stability, security, and flexibility. Also, it has reduced the barriers to entry. For example, if today a new company wants to start a BPO operations, a BPO company, they could start it within a few days because the requirements of physical investment into data centers, networking, telecommunications has been eliminated because of cloud computing. All you need is an office space with computer systems, laptops would do, with high-speed internet connectivity. Everything else is taken care of by startups who provide cloud computing and telephony solutions to BPO companies. So the norm in business, cloud services are digitizing the global business processes, be it voice communications, be it email communications, or more IT-driven applications in the BPO industry. Key players are AWS, so Amazon, Microsoft Azure, and Google Cloud. So the cost-effective, flexible, collaborative platforms for multinational companies and companies of any size, not just MNCs, but even startups and smaller companies. Cloud-based platforms are facilitating real-time data visualization, enabling seamless collaboration. So decision-making has become quick. Companies now don't only have access to real-time data, they have access to real-time insights and reporting. So cloud computing has been a game changer. Then we also have cybersecurity in outsourcing. Now, cybersecurity is emerging as a top concern because of the amount of data being handled and the importance of data security and regulations like GDPR. So security measures, VPNs, SSL, encryption protocols, compliances with HIPAA, PCI, GDPR have become major concerns and standards for the industry. Least privileges, so baselines for access control, who has access to what. These need to be governed in outsourcing contracts. We've discussed that in the previous chapter. Then there is a requirement for ongoing vigilance, so regular reviews and audits for secure customer data management. Strategic importance, so heightened focus on cybersecurity aligns with the organization's commitment to protect sensitive data and maintain client trust. So these are critical for the client outsourcing to a service provider, because they also need to maintain the trust of the end user and also be compliant to regulations like PCI, HIPAA, and GDPR. So it becomes the responsibility and accountability of the service provider to implement the right technology and systems and train their manpower to adhere to these standards and expectations of the clients. Artificial intelligence is another major component driving growth in business process outsourcing and redefining traditional job roles. AI is reshaping outsourcing by automating various functions, like we discussed about chatbots or virtual voice bots to answer customer calls. So the impact of automation. Now, AI is automating data entry, invoice management, and utility bill processing. Earlier, these were done by manual agents or employees. That has been eliminated because of the advancements in artificial intelligence technology. Then the processes, we have bots and chat bots who now talk to customers and who chat with customers. So again, some job roles have been eliminated, not entirely, but a lot of organizations have now using bots for customer interactions, both voice and non-voice, and they have become very advanced. Using AI to cut costs and scale up operations, that has become easier. And again, the cost has reduced because there is no capital expenditure. You have technology available at a pay-as-you-go model. And AI has also enhanced the decision-making capabilities. AI-driven insights are available real-time, and they empower businesses to make informed decisions, driving operational efficiency. So the entire cycle of collecting data, formatting data, and then deriving insights has been shortened, and you have access to real-time reports, not just data. Then we have robotic process automation, which automates transactional repetitive activities for the BPO industry. So RPA is transforming outsourcing by automating repetitive tasks, ensuring accuracy and reducing costs. For example, form filling. So RPA could automate maybe 70 or 80% of the form filling activity, and only 10, 20%, 30% could be manual form filling. So specialized programs automate tasks like data entry for accuracy, so you have less of human errors. It follows a blended approach, so integrating AI and machine learning with human intervention. The impact on business, it revolutionizes the outsourcing by converting unstructured data into measurable performance, and also drives operational excellence. So RPA enhances operational efficiency as it is reducing and in some cases eliminating the manual errors, and hence is speeding up the processing time at a better accuracy. Then comes social media management. Now, social media management is a recent addition to outsourcing, providing valuable customer insights. Now, service providers provide services like interactive voice response, social media monitoring, so monitoring profiles on multiple platforms like Twitter, which is now X, Instagram, Facebook, and other platforms, and business intelligence by collecting the customer interaction and comments on these social media platforms. Then you have consumer engagement. Social media platforms offer crucial consumer data. So you have employees, agents, you also have bots engaging with customers on various social media platforms. That data is being collected, analyzed, and insights are provided to clients to take informed business decisions. Service range, the support and customer service responses, online review management, and consumer insights. Strategic branding, so outsourcing social media management enables businesses to strategically build and manage their online brand presence across platforms. Let's look at standardized services and agility. Now, shift in emphasis from customer services to standardized offerings. Earlier, it was all about customer services. Now, it's about standardized processes like social media management, online reputation management. Then the benefits, you have faster time to market because of better technology, lower development costs, optimizing business models, a strategic move for a business with limited funds. As we discussed, the requirement to invest upfront in a technology has been eliminated. The best of technology is available at a subscription model as a pay-as-you-go model, which you could use to even develop your apps on top of a platform or use the technology to provide services and support to your customers. Then comes market optimization. Standard services cater to changing business models, particularly for smaller businesses with budget constraints. So with the elimination of upfront costs, even startups and smaller businesses who have budget constraints can access the best of technology and compete with larger MNCs and organizations. And that brings in agility, because you could move fast. Even with budget constraints, you could move fast. You have access to technology, you have access to resources. We're moving to a low-code and no-code environment. So even the dependency on highly skilled internal manpower is being reduced and minimized to a large extent. So there are changing dynamics. Business scenarios, visa restrictions, and customer expectations are now driving the need for agility. So outsourcing firms adopt agile models for effective remote services, and thanks to technology advancements, we are now able to work remotely and deliver the same services. Companies seek agile partners for expertise and productivity also because of the ease of doing business. So hence there is a focus on speed and quality. Agility becomes a key criterion for outsourcing decisions in a dynamic business environment. Let's look at the future landscape. So shifting dynamics, the outsourcing landscape is undergoing transformative shifts influenced by the digital revolution and automation trends. So even the requirement of winning contracts has changed. You don't just need to have manpower. Service providers need to have access to technology. They need to understand the digital trends. They need to have systems. They need to have trained manpower. They need to have the right cybersecurity measures, data security measures. They need to be compliant to regulations in order to provide services to their... Let's look at the future landscape. So shifting dynamics of the BPO process outsourcing. Now the outsourcing landscape is undergoing a transformative shift. It's influenced by the digital revolution and automation trends. So it's moving from a single vendor to a multi-vendor outsourcing. So businesses move from in-house expertise to multi-vendor collaborations. So they have multiple vendors operating on certain processes, certain tasks, and the vendors need to collaborate with each other for end-to-end process execution, and technology makes it easier. So companies are increasingly relying on specialized third-party vendors. For example, if you are a startup and need an app to be developed, you may have one vendor developing your app. You may have one vendor designing the front end, the look and the aesthetics of the app. And you may have a third vendor testing the functionalities and the bugs in the app. So multi-vendors are working on the same project, different activities, and they need to collaborate with each other for successful execution of the entire end-to-end business process. These are technology-driven trends, and technology enables companies to have a multi-vendor outsourcing model. So future outsourcing trends are intrinsically linked to technological advancement, moving towards cloud computing and software as a service models. So cloud computing and software as a service become predominant, not only because clients have access to that, also because service providers have access to the best of technology and platforms. So it's not just software as a service, it's also platform as a service, which is now available, which has reduced the startup costs, the upfront costs in terms of outsourcing a business operation or even setting up a completely new BPO unit. So cloud's pay-as-you-use model aligns with the cost-effective driver of business process outsourcing. Then also, SaaS simplifies service delivery without managing underlying infrastructure. So you could have smaller teams operating from different locations across the globe, accessing the same cloud network. Earlier, if you needed teams operating from different parts of the globe, you would need a physical presence, data centers, servers, telecommunication, in different offices across the globe. Now companies can operate from remote office locations, employees can work from home and access the cloud computing servers. All they need is a high-speed internet connectivity. So co-sourcing is going to be the norm. Co-sourcing gains prominence with providers supporting each other in a multi-vendor BPO model. And hence, they will now be sharing risks. Shared risks and collaborative efforts redefine the outsourcing landscape. And that would lead to mutual benefits. Providers choose to co-source to enhance service capabilities because now BPOs, especially the smaller ones, especially the IT BPOs, are operating in niche domains. So they could now leverage each other's capabilities in a co-sourcing multi-vendor BPO landscape. Let's look at the changing customer dynamics and technology integration. Now, SMEs and startups are leading the customer zone. Dominant players, SMEs and startups emerge as key customers for outsourcing. They also realize that now outsourcing is a key differentiator. So as startups or SMEs, while they focus on their core business, they could now choose to outsource the non-core processes, because earlier you only had larger BPOs, but now you even have smaller BPOs who have access to the same technology. So now as a startup, even if you need to outsource, let's say, a 5-person customer support help desk, you have a smaller BPO willing to cater to your requirement. So SMEs and startups are now becoming key drivers in customers for outsourcing contracts. Then you have the leap because of technology. So leveraging technologies like cloud, they can compete with larger businesses. Everybody has access to the same technology, again, because software as a service, platform as a service, eliminates the need for any upfront investment to upgrade technology. Technology is available on a pay-as-you-go model, pay as you use model. And that gives agility to even smaller companies and startups. Their nimble structures allow quicker adaptation to changing outsourcing trends. Outcome-based sourcing. So firms now prioritize outcomes over process handling in outsourcing. Firms are willing to negotiate contracts, both clients and service providers, and they agree on an outcome-based process model, outcome-based pricing model. So the process handling becomes the key decision-making and responsibility of the service provider. The client is willing to pay for the outcome. So the service provider here is able to implement their own customized processes. And also, as outsourcing becomes more niche, it's the service provider who have the required skills to carry on a business operations. We discussed about the reverse knowledge transfer. This is now coming into play. They are the experts in a certain business operation, especially thanks to technology. So clients are now moving, giving away the control on the process and willing to engage firms on an outcome-based pricing model, so outcome-based sourcing. So increased emphasis on tangible results and value creation and realization. So outcome-based contracts become a standard in the outsourcing industry, especially where digital is the primary component in the entire delivery. Automation and AI integration. Now, increased reliance on automation. Automation and artificial intelligence play a pivotal role in accelerating the business processes. So automation leads to cost efficiencies. We discussed about robotic process automation, how it reduces manual efforts and manual errors while providing better accuracy and hence reducing the overall costs. And integrating technology becomes a strategic advantage for outsourcing firms. sustainability in BPO. Now, sustainability is no longer a mere buzzword, but a business imperative, particularly for the BPO industry. First comes green office spaces. Now, BPOs are adopting green practices with LED lighting, smart HVAC systems, and energy efficient computers. It's also helping them reduce their admin and operational costs. Then, lowering carbon footprint. These are in line with the government initiatives and government commitments. So, lowering carbon footprint, cost savings, and aligning economic benefits with environmental stewardship. So, they're also getting space in SEZs. So, government is also promoting, BPOs are becoming a part of that initiative. Waste reduction is another initiative. So, minimizing paper usage through digital process that also helps you control data breaches. So working in a paperless environment, it's difficult to manually copy and pass on customer data, customer sensitive data. So proper disposal of electronic waste, more environmentally conscious. Let's look. The transition to renewable energy. Now, BPOs are now shifting to solar panels and wind turbines for clean energy. This again is in line with the government initiatives, the industry trends, and also towards more responsible operations. So the reduced reliance on fossil fuels, lower greenhouse gas emissions, and long-term economic advantages. Then we have sustainability reporting. BPOs publish sustainability reports detailing their ESG practices. So providing stakeholders with a comprehensive view of the company's commitment to sustainability. Green certifications and remote work. Now, certifications and remote work practices are becoming integral to the BPO industry's commitment to sustainability. And again, this is thanks to technology advancement. As we move to cloud computing, all that an employee needs is a secure environment, a computer system, and a high-speed network connectivity. So they can work remotely, they can work from smaller units spread across the globe. They could even work from the comfort of their homes, especially after the COVID-19 pandemic. So these initiatives not only validate the environmental responsibility, but also showcases the adaptability and resilience. So they are more prepared for something like a COVID-19 pandemic, which may strike again. BPOs are better prepared to move work remote, and employees can work from home, access the systems on their personal laptops, and avoid any disruptions to the business operations. Then we have green certifications. So pursuing certifications like LEED and ISO 14001, boosting reputation and attracting clients, prioritizing sustainability. So clients who are conscious, environmentally conscious, would want to partner with service providers who are also environmentally conscious and are contributing to sustainable working environments. Now, remote work practices have continued after COVID-19 pandemic. Industries have realized both in terms of cost savings because the space requirements have reduced. They are better prepared for handling exigencies in terms of disruptions, and it also provides employees better work-life balance. So we are seeing companies move and embrace a hybrid work environment. So BPOs are embracing remote work, hybrid work arrangements, and that is helping them reduce carbon emissions. Remote work not only responds to the pandemic, but it also aligns with long-term sustainability goals. Then comes community engagement and social responsibility. Now, beyond environmental initiatives, BPOs are actively engaging with local communities and taking up social responsibility initiatives. Like we have the leading BPO and IT companies in India who are running foundations as part of their corporate social responsibilities, and they are positively contributing to the local communities, be it rural communities, or be it creating employment opportunities for the unemployed. So these efforts not only contribute positively to the communities where BPO firms operate, but also enhance their corporate reputation. So let's look at the community engagement. So initiatives that BPOs engage in local communities, like supporting charities, education, and healthcare. So positive contribution to communities enhances their corporate reputation beyond environmental sustainability. And also, it becomes a part of the CSR initiative as mandated by the government for companies above a certain revenue. Let's look at promoting the ease of doing business for the outsourcing industry. The government support and policy changes have been crucial in shaping the BPO industry globally, with a particular focus on India. Now, the Indian government's initiatives aim to enhance the ease of doing business and attract foreign investors. So government in the last few years has pushed the Make in India and Startup India initiatives. The objective is to simplify regulatory processes and reduce the bureaucratic hurdles in starting up a new business and in operating a business. The impact has been the benefits on homegrown BPO firms, and it attracts foreign investors to set up their BPO operations in India. And we've seen a lot of companies setting up their research and development facilities in India in the last 4 to 5 years. Then we also have the special economic zones, the SEZs, which have been introduced by the Indian government. SEZs have played a pivotal role in India's BPO success story, fostering economic growth and creating employment opportunities. So in the SEZ initiatives, government provides certain tax incentives, custom benefits, and streamlined regulatory processes to BPO and IT companies who set up their establishments within the SEZ premises, SEZ zone. So many IT and BPO companies have set up operations in the SEZs, contributing to regional growth. And SEZs have been set up across the major hubs in India, in metros, tier 2 cities as well. And then the employment generation policies of the government. So initiatives focusing on employment creation within SEZs, directly addressing unemployment concerns and boosting economic developments in designated zones. Then we also had the Indian government BPO scheme, where the government was co-investing in setting up BPOs in tier 2 and tier 3 cities across every state in India. Then we have the skill development initiatives. So a skilled workforce is essential for the BPO industry, and the requirement of skills has changed over time, from English communication to more IT-driven skills. So the government collaboration with BPO firms and educational institutions has been instrumental in skill development. Skill development has been a major focus for the Indian government over the last one decade or so. And a lot of skill development institutes have come up. And there are some urban centers which primarily train unemployed youth for employment in the IT-enabled services sector. So there have been educational partnerships, government partnerships with educational institutions. The impact has been that it ensures alignment of educational programs with industry needs, creating a ready talent pool for companies to hire as freshers. Then we have continuous learning programs, ongoing initiatives for the upskilling of BPO professionals. So adapting to technological advancement, fostering a culture of continuous learning. So employees have access to courses, self-learning courses, where they could upskill and be ready to be employed as per the future trends and digital disruptions in the outsourcing sector. Then we have the trade agreements and global partnerships, another key component for boosting the industry in India. Now, India's participation in global trade agreements significantly influences the BPO industry, and we've had some significant trade agreements with some countries across the globe. Diplomatic efforts strengthen ties and expand the global footprint. So government's diplomatic efforts to enhance global partnerships, the impact has been that it has strengthened economic ties with global partners, creating avenues for collaborative growth in the BPO sector and other industries as well. Diversification of trade partners. So expanding trade collaborations beyond traditional partners like the United States of America. And the impact has been reducing dependency on one outsourcing partner or geography and opening new markets for the Indian BPO services globally. Especially with information technology services gaining prominence, we are able to cater to countries and companies from other parts of the globe as well. Let's look at taxation and security regulations, which again play an important part when companies decide to select vendors. So taxation policies and security regulations are pivotal aspects monitored closely by the Indian government, ensuring fair contribution and national security. So they need to take into account national security benefits to the Indian economy and also make it easier for the clients and service providers to work together. So GST and tax simplification was one key initiative. Introduction of goods and services tax for streamlined taxation that simplified tax structures, and it benefited BPO companies and ensured better compliance. Then we have national security compliance. So stringent cybersecurity regulations for safeguarding critical infrastructure to manage cybersecurity threats and the data security expectation. Impact has been it ensures data security, fostering trust and aligning with the national data security priorities. So we need to embrace global expansion. Now, global expansion is integral for BPO firms, providing access to diverse talent pools and untapped markets. We have Indian companies expand their footprints across the globe thanks to technology and thanks to these initiatives. Key facets include geographical diversity, cultural competence, language capabilities, and compliance adherence. So in global diversity, the strategy is establishing centers beyond traditional locations. So we have Indian large companies like Wipro, Infosys, who are now operating out of Philippines, Mexico, Romania, and other parts of the world. So the benefits are round-the-clock support. Every country is operating in a different time zone, has a different language advantage. So risk mitigation and access to a diverse talent pool. Then that also builds on your cultural competence. So training the workforce in cultural sensitivity, seamless customer interactions, and strengthening the client relationships. Now, what are some considerations for global expansion? Now, expanding globally demands some careful considerations. So BPO firms navigate complexities through a strategic approach encompassing cultural awareness, language proficiency, and compliance adherence, compliance regulations, and increasing customer expectations. So language capabilities comes first. So expansion where multilingual talent is abundant. So if you expand in Europe, if an Indian company expands in Europe, they gain access to talent in languages which are predominantly spoken in Europe, for example, Spanish, for example, French or German. Then the advantages becomes that now you can offer services in multiple languages and hence widen your clientele. Then comes compliance and regulations. So meticulous attention has to be paid adhering to international data protection laws, like we spoke about GDPR regulations. The focus has to be on ensuring security and privacy of client data through compliance. And as in the user awareness, the end user awareness increases, companies need to be more strict and stringent with how they collect data, process data, store data, and safeguard customer data. So how do you unlock emerging markets for growth in BPO? So emerging markets present opportunities for BPO service providers. Strategies would involve extensive market research, localized services, partnerships, technology investment and upskilling the workforce. Acquisition is another strategy for larger BPO providers. So market research and analysis, you need to identify markets with high growth potential. So research is important. You already have research data available. You can rely on third-party research at times. Factors would be economic stability of the region, workforce availability, infrastructure, and regulatory environment. Political stability, as we've discussed, is another key factor. Then you need to look at localized services. So adapting services to local needs and preferences. So customization becomes key, tailoring customer service, marketing, and product offerings to meet the local demands and preferences. Strategies in emerging markets, it's about venturing into emerging market involves specific strategies. So BPO providers navigate challenges through partnerships or acquisitions, technological investments, and upskilling their workforce. So they can collaborate with local businesses or associations. That's the easier way out. Acquisition is another. Benefits are facilitating market entry, gaining local insights, and building community trust and access to a wider network of talent and technology. Investment in technology is another key aspect. So embracing cutting-edge technology, also because technology is now becoming affordable. There is no upfront cost involved. It's all about learning, upskilling, and adapting the latest trends and tools available. So delivering efficient and scalable solutions which are aligned with market trends. So it's all about staying up to date, looking at how the industry is progressing, and being aware of the future trends so that you are more proactive and not reactive in your approach. Let's look at the challenges and rewards when it comes to global expansion. Now, global expansion and entering emerging markets pose some challenges, which is obvious, but the rewards could be substantial. Now, BPO firms experience revenue growth, diversification, competitive advantage, innovation, and access to a rich talent pool from language perspective, from technology perspective. They could leverage on the key strengths of each of these markets. For example, a BPO company which has a rich experience, expertise in BPO operations, if they acquire or partner with a software development company in, say, a smaller market like Estonia, they can leverage their technical expertise while combining their BPO expertise and provide differentiators and value proposition to their existing clients. And that would aid revenue growth. So increased revenue streams from newer markets and more customized service offerings for new and existing clients. So outcome definitely would be accelerated growth rates for the BPO firm. Diversification is another reward. So reducing dependence on a single market or client, because of your access to a wider talent pool, be it language, be it time zone, culture, or technology, now you could serve a more diverse market. So your dependence on a single market reduces significantly. So you mitigate the risk associated with economic downturns or disruptions. So what's the future outlook, which we've discussed so far? Despite challenges, BPO providers are poised for sustained growth and relevance. But that would come as a conscious effort, because now the need to learn, upskill, and upgrade is critical to your not just growth, but even to sustain your existing operations. So their ability to navigate diverse markets, offer localized solutions, and adapt to local dynamics ensures a pivotal role in the global business ecosystem. So that needs to become your competitive advantage, a broader geographical footprint. That needs to become the competitive differentiator for BPO firms when you look at growth in the next few years. The client proposition would be appealing to clients seeking a global partner. Clients looking for providers with a global footprint. And innovation and talent pool is another future outlook for the BPO firms. So exposure to diverse markets, fostering innovation, and multilingual and culturally aware teams enhancing the service capabilities. So you could offer a wide range of services. As I said, access to a diverse culture, language capability, and technology expertise, and the time zone advantage. So that was about the future outlook of employability and the growth drivers and outlook for BPO as an industry and BPO service providers in India. That was it with the Business Process Outsourcing series. Thank you very much.